Bienvenido al podcast más importante. We have Alberto.
Hola.
And we have Omega.
What's up, guys?
It's a day, that's it, that's all
no
I got.
No hablo español, Miguel?
No, yeah, no hablo español.
Siento no rasco coche.
I swear, I think you just say things.
I do. That was, I'm sorry, let's see. Lo siento no rasco coche is, I'm sorry I do not scratch my car, or something. Okay. It's been a minute.
Sorry I didn't scratch your car?
Lo siento is, I'm sorry, no rasco coche is, did not scratch, I think, your car. Riveting podcasting right
so
here.
So for all of our Espanol speakers, let us know. Did Mike actually say something, or is he just pulling our leg? Is he just disrespecting you guys? Let us know. We'll deal with
him. Did he say a slur? Did he not say a slur?
True.
He did not say a slur!
We'll see.
Did he say gringo?
Every slur that comes out of my mouth, sir, that was not a slur.
I'm just going to beep something out now. Anyways.
After Rob's done with it, I'm just going to be like, beep, 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 beep.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, no. All right. So, it's my turn to host. It's my turn to run. Guys, we are running out of podcast ideas. We've been going hard
Speak
for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Lists. We're running out of lists.
We're running out of list of top. Yeah, we could talk about anything, but... So we are switching it up. We're not going to do the list. If you listened to the podcast last week and was dying to hear the top three things you need in your road trip, sue us.
That hasn't come out yet, Lou.
Never mind.
Well, come before this one comes out. So,
it's true.
Right? It will come
out.
Okay. All right. Making
sure. Time is a weird thing when you're recording for future stuff.
Hey, I just get on. I don't know how the sausage is made. I just get on and I say weird stuff.
It's like, this is what I said last week, so it must be what they heard last week.
I don't know. Not my thing.
No, he was right. I was right.
Top five worst car snacks. So I'm going to give you a list, and then number one is the worst, and then number five is the worst.
Are we blind ranking, or are we just...
Blind ranking, yes. Oh, blind. Yeah. El Bonito, El Blind Ranking. Are you guys ready?
I guess.
El Bonito. Okay. All right, so first thing we got is rice cakes or whole grain crackers. Raw, no dip.
Says.
No peanut butter on them?
Says. No peanut butter, no nothing. That's your five?
Says.
I'm going to go with cuatro, just because there's other stuff I don't like. He's going to put like a pickle on there, and I'll be like, ugh, no thank you.
I mean, I don't like pickles either, but I like them more than a raw rice cake.
No thank you.
All right, we got roasted chickpeas or edamame.
Cuatro.
I think we'll go five. Oh, wait. Right. Time out. You're saying if they're worse, do we want them higher up?
Number one is the worst.
Oh, okay.
Flip apologies. Flip yeah, uno and dos.
So we got our one and two, both of us.
One and two. You love to see it. It only gets worse, guys. Soft turkey jerky.
Actually, soft usually means it's probably not dried out, so I'll put that up. Ooh, you said it gets worse, though. I'll put it at four, just in case.
My mind, it gets worse. I don't know what you guys are into.
Uno, dos, tres.
Tres. All right. I'm going to give you... There's three options in this one.
Oh. Make that cuatro.
Nah,
all right. Oh, tres y cinco.
You're killing it. We got baby carrots, celery, and snap peas.
Oh! Cuatro.
You just use cuatro.
That's what I thought.
Oh, it's cuatro cinco. Excuse me.
I should have put rice cakes down further. We'll go with three for me.
Three, and then this is your last one, right?
Yep. So Mike's has three. I have five.
All right, we got string cheese.
Okay, I'll take that.
Damn.
Yeah, got a five.
Damn.
Swap rice cakes and carrots, and perfect list.
String cheese is great. Carrot, baby carrots. I wasn't gonna eat the rest of it, but I'll munch on some baby carrots.
I will too. Yeah. Which I didn't know that baby carrots are just carrots that just shave down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a lie.
It's a lie. There's no baby version of it.
It's not like veal, you know.
It's gonna be one of these.
Too soon. Think about eating a freaking baby cow. Disgusting.
I'm not gonna lie. I've had veal. It was okay. I don't get the hype.
I think people just like evil stuff, but whatever.
Did you cook it? Because I think...
No.
Okay. I don't know if I trust other people. Well, I guess if it's at a restaurant, it's different. But, like, someone...
I know no, some it was at a that... restaurant, yeah.
Okay, okay. So, I know is some people, if they restaurant? Gave me veal, I wouldn't be able to tell.
I don't know if it was an... I believe it... I don't know. Was but everything I had from there was incredible. So I'm trusting that they do the veal okay, because everything else was, like... I had... It was a place called Moro's out in Allen Park, and I had... potatoes there that were better than some meat I've ordered before, like just fantastic food. And the veal was just the most thing I've ever had in my life.
Probably because you tasted the soul. All right, worst. We got top five worst car scenarios.
Crashing.
Number one being the worst. All right.
All right.
All right. We got broken car. Car broken down. No signal. No phone signal.
Number one.
That is the worst.
Well, I guess the only... Yeah, I'll go with number one.
Okay. All right. We got bad vibes with passengers, terrible song selection.
Well, that's not going to happen because I live by a driver selects the music, even if they, you know, are telling them with the DJ. But
gotcha. So Bob's driving then in this scenario?
See, I'm sorry?
He was trying to do a dig.
I'm succeeding at doing a dig. He's just not... I'd say it's like three.
All right, we got the runs, no bathrooms.
That's four. That's two.
That is
both twos.
That being the worst.
As being the worst, yes.
Oh shoot. Okay, sorry. Broken down is the worst, so that'd be five, which makes this the second.
One.
Okay. So I was right. Then yeah, this would be two.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got lock keys in the car.
It's honestly not the big deal anymore. Go with
call
AAA.
It's like a pride thing to me. I feel like such an idiot when I lock my keys anywhere.
Yeah, but like, am I about to have to like just unload on the side of the highway? that's worse.
He would rather poop himself than
poop myself than lock my keys in the car. I will say,
yeah, the keys in the car. It's not great. Maybe worst case, you got to wrap something around your, break a window. It sucks, but
all I got is four.
Yeah, I think, what did I say, three for the bad vibes music, so I guess that goes to four.
Man, it's really awkward for Mike with his moped or his bike when he locks his keys in the car. Dang, I can't ride my bike now.
All right, and I think this is the last one. Yep, we got thunderstorm.
Oh, that's fun.
Best thing you can have of those options.
Are you scared of driving in the thunderstorm, Lou?
It's when I can't see anything. That's when it's like.
You try putting on
your
glasses.
Man, you couldn't make it a day in my life.
I'm not gonna
walk a mile. You couldn't bike a mile in Mike's shoes.
I'm just saying it gets a little scary when you can't see anything in front of you. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, man. All I have to say is get used to it. It's you can adjust. I promise.
On my last drive back from Michigan,
some people live their whole life this way.
Yeah, my last drive back from Michigan, we were like this huge thunderstorm happened. We were driving in it like 4 hours, but it was cool. Especially when it's like you see it in the distance first, so you get the flash of lightning, then you're driving through it. Love it.
You were driving for 4 hours in the storm?
Yeah.
That's a long storm.
Yeah, it was. Probably the longest thing ever. Becca like fell asleep at the beginning, then she woke up later. She's like, are we still in a storm? I'm like, yep, we are.
Also, Mike, today I had something like large in my hand, and you squinted to look at it, and I was like, what? What are you...
I'm going to need you to be more specific.
I can't remember. I'm fairly okay.
You know, I'm
all right. Okay. Let's do, all right, we're doing
Mike's
would you rather.
Used to Chico's.
Like, why are you squinting? This is acceptable. Would you rathers. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Bring it on.
Would you rather drive the whole way or not drive at all?
Not drive at all.
It's tough.
I know this one was for Robert. That's why
I'd rather drive the whole way.
I knew it.
That's why me and Robert are good friends.
I would also, I think I, depending, it really depends on who's driving, but I think if Robert's driving, then I will not drive at all.
I'm glad I'm comfortable. You guys are comfortable being my passenger.
Yeah, I don't have to squint at all when I'm riding with you.
Hey, man.
Would you rather take the scenic route or the fastest way possible?
Fastest way possible.
Depends.
I will say the only time I've ever taken the scenic, the first time I ever took a scenic route was riding with Robert, going to Bear Lake.
Yeah, that, I guess scenic.
I'll give you
a scenic route. And then, like, I would rather go through the UP than through Chicago. So I guess by those two deductions, which are, I'll go with the scenic route. What do you guys consider, first of all, what do you guys consider a road trip? Like, what distance is it for you for a work road trip? Time, like, timeline.
I feel like I feel like you have to stop at least once for sleep for it to be a road trip. More important than distance is, are you going to stop? So, like, when you drive straight to Michigan, I wouldn't consider that a road trip.
22 hours isn't a road trip for you? Well, my wife's sleeping. My wife's sleeping for both of us. Does that count?
No. That is a long-ass drive is what that is. A road trip is a different thing.
That is a hot take.
Because you're appreciating the trip. There's some, like, enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, the trip is part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to that is a chore that you're knocking out in one go.
I can see what you're saying. It feels like when it's a trip, it's more like a job.
So whenever I let my wife drive and I can sleep, then it's a trip. So my wife takes a road trip and I don't.
The car doesn't stop so that all parties can sleep. It's not a road trip. If you're driving the whole time, all the way through, stopping only for gas and maybe some meals, not a road trip.
I think either out of state or like going up north in Michigan. That's my...
I think like 4 hours is the minimum.
Yeah, I don't have like a time.
If it's something where it's like
drive, you guys are crazy.
If it's something like that you wouldn't do in like there and back for the most part, then I think that considers a road trip. So it's like I'm not going to drive 4 hours on the same day and back for the most part. Like that's a road trip.
All right, I'm going to need the comments. We need people to chime in on this.
Everyone's going to have their own different.
Yeah, I want to see, but I think we need to see what other people
apparently,
say.
Apparently, me stopping for sleep on a 14-hour drive from Tulsa to Detroit is a road trip to get some sleep on a at a sleep truck stop. But you know, when I drive 22 hours straight through, not a road trip. Make it make sense, comments, toppers. Let make it make sense.
So, okay, so here's the difference: a road trip, you are like, it's not like okay, so 4 hours to get up north. I don't think that's a road trip. That's just you're driving from one place to another. A road trip, you're stopping along the way. You're seeing, like, you might take the scenic route intentionally. You'll stop at, like, those tourist traps, you know.
You're somewhere on vacation, my guy.
Yes! A road trip is something you do as part of a vacation. You are just driving to get from one place to another, and it's a trip on the road, when all it is about doing it functionally. That is okay. By that stupid ass definition, me driving up the block to Kroger is a road trip.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Like, that doesn't work at all.
Let's see, is there a? All right, let's see what the Cambridge Dictionary says.
What? I mean, fine, but
a long trip or vacation taken by car. So we're both right.
That's worse than one of us being wrong.
Are we gonna?
Wait, all right, Lou, what's your next would you rather?
Okay.
It's like, I'm the host, darn it.
Would you, if you had, this isn't a would you rather, but if you had to travel with any celebrity, which celebrity would you travel with?
Ooh, that's a very good question.
Do I get to drive their car?
Sure.
Or fly their plane? No. I don't know. Who's good at telling stories? Who can keep?
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to figure out a good storyteller.
How famous do they have to be to count as a celebrity?
It can be anything that you consider a celebrity. I wouldn't want to ride with any A-list celebrity.
Hey, we're international. We're celebrities. So you see that we're at almost 90 subs. So
I'd go on a road trip with Stephen King.
That guy's drug or post drug?
Yes,
a post, but definitely post drug. Stephen King, like modern day Stephen King, the guy's still lucid and funny, and a great storyteller. That'd be such an awesome ride. Like, you want somebody who can crack jokes and tell stories and help burn the time. Like, I think Stephen King is peak.
Who do you got, Lou?
I was trying to think of the guy's name. There is a, you know, Last Meals, the Mythical Kitchen guy.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of his stuff, and he's a really good interviewer. His name is Josh, but I don't know his last name.
The guy from Hot Ones would be good, too, on that same.
Sean, right? His name?
Sean
yeah. Evans or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Man, I don't know.
Honestly, like, Gordon Ramsay would be fun.
That'd be interesting. Oh,
John Green, the writer for...
I don't
know,
he humped a dead moose.
I mean, who hasn't, right? We've all went to high school.
You know I'm a degenerate.
Man, I just want dead. I want someone that's interesting. I don't know. Give me... Oh, no, he's dead. I can't do that. All right, well.
Sure,
gonna,
go
I
for
would,
it.
I was going to say Christopher Lee. That guy, I would just listen to him talk. I mean, I have for, you know, The Children of Hearn for audiobooks, but, man, that guy had some crazy life stories. I'd love to just sit and pick his brain. And he was in a heavy metal band as, like, a senior citizen. Dude's yeah, crazy.
Who's the guy who wrote Stormlight? Is that Brandon?
Brandon Sanderson.
Yeah. I feel like he'd be a good road trip as well.
Yeah. Listen to his podcast.
Yeah, I got that.
Driving.
Yeah, I got that question because his wife reads him books while he drives, and I thought that's really cool. It's really cool.
Nice.
Lou, what have I told you about using this podcast to passively aggressively suggest things to your wife? It's not okay.
We try to read books with each other. Like, she reads a chapter and I read a chapter. But then we just started, like, falling asleep when we weren't reading. It was the silliest thing.
My wife loves listening to me read a book to her, so pull out all the voices.
Good for you. I got sorry.
Flexing.
What, you want a cookie?
You want a cookie, bro?
I do.
All right. Would you rather sleep in the car or sleep on a stained bed in a motel?
Car.
Yeah.
Car. And it's free.
I think not it's only close, it, but car, yeah.
Not only might I not get bed bugs, but I don't have to pay for getting bed bugs.
Yeah. Yeah. It car for me as well, but I'm too big for that.
Honestly, the cost is what just... Yeah, I didn't even think about the expense. The expense absolutely makes it car.
I've slept in some pretty shady motels, and I'd go with the car any day. Savoy trips. Road trips, you know, we stop for the night, so it's a road trip by Mike's book.
Absolutely.
I love that you just keep things in your heart, Rob. It's going to be good for you. let's do back roads or terrible traffic?
Ooh, back roads. Terrible traffic is like the worst thing that can happen in a...
I've been on some pretty bad back roads where you've had to go down and then there's a tree.
If I'm in my personal car, I'll wait in traffic. If I'm in like a car that's not mine, I don't care. I'm not going to, you know...
Man, at the same time, though, I've had some fun adventures on back roads. Like, coming back from my honeymoon, it took us this weird route. We ended up on a back road. It was literally, like, a dirt road that was only wide enough for one car. And I swear to you, it was the steepest hill I think I've ever been on a car with a curve on it. It was wild. It was exciting. It was fun. We were in a Ford Focus. We should have died, but somehow we got out of it alive.
As someone who drives in all the back roads for work, I don't want to put those shocks on my personal truck.
That's fair.
I think I'm going to do traffic still. I just really don't want to turn back.
It's more like time for an audiobook, you know, talking with your wife or listening to music.
It is.
Or listening to the top
fair,
podcast.
Though, like, you can also do that in traffic.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, sorry.
I interpreted it the same way Lou did. Don't
okay.
But it also was one where, as I was in, this could go either way.
We got book or music?
I think start with music, fade to book. But if I have to pick only one, I'll take the book.
Right now, I'm going to say YouTube video. Yeah, right now it's mostly books, you know, long form content type things instead of music.
You're You're listening. You're watching YouTube.
Well, I have it. I have it on the background. You know, it's like listening, especially long form video essays and such.
I forget that you're a per. I always forget that you are a.
I got YouTube Premium, baby. I can turn the screen off.
Premium. You're that premium boy.
I would get rid of any streaming service. Keep YouTube Premium, because I listen to so much YouTube.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted for me. Yeah, if I get rich, that's what I'll do. All right, you're the president of the United States, and the first thing you have to do is fix the roads or fix traveling period. Not just the roads, but like you're fixing traveling period, so it doesn't need to be just the roads. What's a cool thing that you're gonna add to?
I'm gonna give everybody a hover car, and then we don't have to worry about potholes.
Okay, nice. Science, I love to see it.
Go dictator out, and we'll make it harder to get a driver's license.
And improve that.
Public transportation for those that don't need it. Increase pay public transportation and make it hard to get a driver's license. I'm sorry, but that's when I'm old and senile, take my license away. I don't need to be, they have old people blockers for a reason. I don't need to be one of those people on the news.
Yeah,
not just those, but also young people and just idiot drivers. It's going to be hard to get a driver's license for me.
Is it like a driving test, or is it like all?
I'll have my cabinet members figure that out.
Okay.
Most of the president's job is delegating, so.
It's easy, right? You make the written test harder. You make it more stringent in passing the actual driving exam.
Here you go.
And then you also make the visual, like the vision test, more strict. It's pretty easy to lock down on that.
I'm going to make it so you have to video yourself driving all those hours so your parent can't just sign it off. And if you find out you like faked it, felony right there. I don't care if you're 14 and a half.
Felony?
Hey, people aren't going to be lying on those hours, and we're going to get better drivers from it.
Oh, the prison system's going to love you.
And I'm not going to privatize. We're going to work on reforming them. We'll take them to driver's ed in jail.
Your sentence is going to be in hours spent in the vehicle.
I love the idea that like you have to pass driver's ed and then you get out of jail.
Yeah, we're going to scare straight you as a into driver's ed.
That's like if you would you rather do 10 years of prison or
driver's ed?
1 year in prison, but the whole year the only time that counts is when you're. Practicing in the vehicle. The rest of the time you're in a cell.
Hey, people might not like me when I'm a president, but they'll respect what I've done after when they see.
I love to hear that. I love that you're going back to your political roots, Rob. It's good to hear. I would just get rid of Ohio and make it all highway.
That's solid.
I think that's not.
I mean, that's going to boost morale for the country, but that's not going to fix the traffic problems in California.
Oh, I'm getting rid of California, too.
Okay, New York, Seattle, Chicago, any big... really? So just all big cities.
Highway.
All the major coastal cities. We'll leave New England, that's fine. But, like, New York, Seattle, all of California, gone.
If you're a Democratic...
If your city didn't vote for him, out of there.
I can't stand big cities. I'm good to get rid of Chicago, too. I don't even know the political affiliation of Chicago. It can go.
I don't know either, actually.
I didn't even consider political affiliation.
We're talking about being president. You gotta think of political affiliation.
No, that's fair, but... What are you going
to
do?
That's why they call me President Money Man Rob.
There you go. You'll love to hear it. Money Man Rob. All right, we got...
That's President.
On the road, you got one snack. What are you bringing?
I'm sorry.
I'll even give you sweet and savory if you want.
Oh, you get one of each?
You can get one of... I'll give you that. You can get one of each.
Oh, okay. Sweet Tart Mini Chews. Interesting. And for my savory... Reese's makes those like pretzels full of peanut butter, like the peanut butter filled pretzels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reese's makes ones that's full of Reese's peanut butter and chocolate swirl all mixed in. So it's like a Reese's peanut. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I found it in a CVS the other day when I got a flat tire and It almost made the flat tire worth it.
What do you got, Rob?
Man, I really don't know. I like those Airheads Extreme mini bites. But, like, I don't know.
Airheads Extreme mini bites.
We'll go to that and, like, Doritos.
Oh, the,
Doritos are solid.
What did we used to call them back in the day?
Mini Gay Bacon.
Mini Gay Bacon.
I just said we should get rid of New York, Chicago, Seattle, and all of California, and I still get Democrat of the Week.
I've really been getting into the Skittle Chews, the gummies.
Oh.
I've had the Skittles sour ones.
Those are good, and then the Lifesaver gummies. Lifesaver gummies hit.
Classic, dude. Such a freaking...
Yeah, I think, yeah. For me, that's... You eat a whole bag, though, I feel funny inside. Yeah, I feel like I had too much... it feels like I've been touched in a bad way every time I eat a whole bag of those. But generally, pretty good. For savory, I'm a big sucker for those taquitos, man.
Dude, taquitos are...
Yeah.
I got a big box of them in the freezer section the other day, and it's like 18 taquitos for like $10.
Sure, I do. Those are good. I also like, I talked about it before, like the buffalo chicken ones.
Yeah,
surprising amount of protein.
popcorn's pretty good. I love the Chicago style popcorn. Are you guys big?
The caramel and cheese.
Yeah, because that caramel and cheese.
Okay. Yeah, that stuff's good. I went to Cedar Point once with a bunch of people who have been on this podcast. Neither of you, but we were coming back, and we stopped at a B-Dubs, and we ordered the cheese curds. And the girl asked us, she goes, "You ever tried dipping those in caramel?" And I was like, "No, I've never tried dipping them in caramel." She was like, "You want to?" And I was like, "Yes, I do. Bring it here." It was really good.
Was it a soft caramel, or was it like slightly?
It was like a caramel drizzle sauce that you put on like an ice cream.
That sounds good.
It was quite tasty.
All right, two drinks: one caffeinated, one not caffeinated.
Water.
I got
then.
Okay, that's cool. I respect it. It's free.
Say, I'll go with. Well, not forget on the road trip. For the most part, you gotta buy them. And I've been really rocking the Celsius recently, so.
What flavor?
Yes, what flavor?
I like probably the fruit punch is my favorite. I haven't tried too many. I've tried like maybe four of them. I'm open to any recommendations.
Yeah. Well, I got you right here. For my non-caffeinated, I'm going with the strawberry banana body armor.
What do you like body armor?
And for my caffeinated, I'm going cherry cola Celsius.
I've never heard of cherry cola Celsius.
It is not as good as a cherry Coke. It is not as good as a cherry Coke Zero. But if you want the caffeine too, it is darn near close enough.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Delicious. For non-caffeinated, I'm going to go... Honestly, I love the Wakanda water. I know it's not Wakanda water, but not all water tastes the same. And if somebody tells you that... They are silly billies.
Anyone who says all water tastes the same has never had a freaking bottle of Dasani in their life.
Ugh. Yeah.
I can taste the microplastics now. My favorite energy drink right now is definitely the Ghost Orange Creamsicles. Oh my gosh. So delicious. The best.
I feel like I've had a Ghost flavor. I don't remember what it is, though.
I was super hesitant on it because it's kind of goofy looking, the packaging, but... Those warm creamsicles hit every time. Also, my favorite... Sorry, go for it.
No, you're good. Go.
My favorite Celsius is definitely Peach Vibes.
Oh, Peach Vibes. I do not like that one, but...
No, not a fan?
No, it's too much fake peach for my flavor. For my taste.
Oh, I thought you were trying to...
But I'm glad you brought it back to Celsius, because I do need to say, shout out to... it was Max. It was Max Cooper who got me onto the... the cherry cola. So, really can't take credit for that find.
Am I supposed to know that name?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he's got a brother, Ben, and I was sitting there like, oh, which one was?
Max Cooper is a music producer.
Yep, that one. That's the one.
For real or no?
No. Dude, okay. I go to church with.
It's like, all right. Any, before we leave, any quick, like, driving road trip things? When you think of road trip, is there any, like, stories that come to mind? I got one with you, Robert, if you remember.
With Baby J?
Yeah, that one was good. I'll tell that one if you know.
So, I was on a road trip to and from Arizona. And I don't know why this has popped into my head so many times recently. But we were like caravanning. There were two cars. We had a whole bunch of people. And I was in the car with my Aunt Melissa. And we had we had walkie-talkies to communicate between cars. And we ended up picking up another caravan that have cars, and this girl is just tearing her boyfriend a new one over the walkie-talkies.
Oh, no.
And like, it stops, everything goes quiet for a second, and Melissa just reaches out, grabs her walkie-talkie, and goes, "You tell him, sister chick," and walkie-talkie down. And that has popped into my head like three times in the last couple months. I don't know why.
I don't. You can go ahead and tell them. I don't. Can't really think of anything.
You don't remember, or
I know which one you're talking about. I just don't remember which. Any other ones I want to come to mind?
Gotcha. All right. So me and Rob, and I think there was two other people. Rob,
just Baby J.
Was it just Baby J?
Yep.
We were driving to Bear Lake, and we were taking the scenic route, so it was taking a little bit longer.
It's like 5 minutes longer.
Is it? It feels a lot longer. But
it feels that way, but it's really pretty close.
It's really pretty close. No worries. We're kind of vibing, we're just talking, and we're listening to Robert's music. And Robert, back in the day, didn't have your palate has changed with music. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was more white?
It was classic. It was basically just like classic rock and heavy metal, like post-hardcore, you know, type of stuff.
And so Baby J's like, "Hey, can I get the aux cord?" And you're like, "Okay, but just nothing ignorant. Just please nothing ignorant." And Baby's like, okay. And he plays the first song, and it's good. And I can't remember what songs were, because this is like almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, it was more than that. It'd been 2014.
Yeah. So it's a long time ago. And first song was good. Second song, it was like, okay. I feel like you're getting close to being ignorant, but I like the music, so that's whatever. And then the third song was like, mother, it's a bunch of, it was just like every other word.
Shoot
'em
up by Tupac, and I'm just like, man, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, was it? How do you remember that?
No, I don't. I was just naming a song that's like pretty vulgar.
And I could just tell Robert's hands were just squeezing the steering wheel like harder and harder. Like, oh no, Baby J, he's gonna kick both of us out, and then we're gonna have to walk to Bear Lake. And then I think he did a really cool job with like, I think I'll take the. No, how'd you react, Rob? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I was just like focusing on the road or like the conversations we were having. I tried to block it out.
And then just, somehow you got the aux cord back, and
said I'm driving. I pick the music. What started that rule? No, I'm joking.
That was pretty fun. That was good. My craziest driving story is I had a friend that moved to Ohio, and his girlfriend visited him, and his girlfriend came to Ohio to broke up with him and drove back to Michigan. And she lives, her and her family live all the way in pretty much it's not the UP, but it's all the way to the top of Michigan. And so that was quite a bit of drive. And then like he Sheboygan calls me area? Sure, yeah, Sheboygan area. He calls me at like 2 p.m. and was like, "Hey," not even 2 p.m. Oh, it takes like 4 hours to get to, I don't know. He calls me and was like, "Hey," he's like, "My girlfriend just broke up with me. she said to follow her, so I'm following up so that we can get back together. and I want you to come with me. And I went, no.
What? Like, yeah, as you should have.
And he's like, she doesn't want to break up with me. She just wants me to. She just wants me to know that, like, she loves me. I love her, and I need to show that I love her by driving up there. And I'm like, you have to come with me. And I was like, okay, so but I have work. I have work that day. That, like, I have work tomorrow, so we have to go back up to go up there, and then we have to come back, so that I can go to work. And he was like, okay. So we drive up there. He makes up with his girlfriend. They're making out in the woods. I'm playing with their little sister. And then by that time, it's like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It's getting dark. We're driving back, and we hit a bear.
How do you hit a bear?
It's like I'm asleep. It's like 11 o'clock at night, so I don't even see the bear. I don't even see the bear. I kind of have my eyes open maybe a little bit just to see it's like a dark shadow like running across. But my friend is known for falling asleep at the wheel. And so I don't know. We hit a bear, but we don't flip or anything. We just hit the bear and we're slowly just like smoke is coming into the car. And we just like come to a stop. And I'm like freaking out because I think the bear is still alive. Or I don't know what it is. And I look back and I see a dead bear like on the road. So we call 911. We get the ambulance to come check us out. They find out that we hit a bear and they immediately start taking it to like make jerky out of it. They're like, we got to call Tom so that he can take it before it spoils. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I've never really been up north like that. And there's no light, and I'm freaking out. And yeah, everything else pretty much was chill. We end up getting a new car. We end up sleeping at the girl's house, at the parents' house, and no concussions, no nothing. But yeah, it was crazy.
That is genuinely insane.
I think so too.
For any toppers with good memories, I feel like we've talked about it on the pod. I'm just curious.
It was a long time ago.
I'm always for retelling the story.
I didn't remember the details. I just remembered that Lou and his boy hit a bear.
I've also heard this story a few times, so I don't know if I'm tripping. So let me know down below. Yeah, man. I feel like I don't got that many good stories for as much as I drive. You know, I guess I'm just too good of a driver. What can I say?
He goes on drives. He doesn't go on road trips.
Treats it like work, boy. Is that it? We're good?
Yep. Get us out of here.
All right. Sorry, I'm Googling goodbye podcasters. Podcast de adios, podcasters. Follow us in Spanish and in English. At what's our tag name? Do we ever say like follow us? Is there a description below?
Yeah, you can check the description below for all of our socials and stuff.
Yes. Check out our descriptions below. Guys, give us some new ideas. We're struggling.
Are we?
We need some new ideas.
I got next week, we're doing our top three 90s movie in draft order. The draft's back in town. Got that, Lou? Just the 90s. Want to make sure I'm very clear this time. So Forrest Gump's going for his last pick because no one else is going to pick it. He wants to talk about it. Maybe I'll pick it just so you can't have it.
I'll find where you live.
I'll tell you where I live if I get to see you. You know, hey. Gotta get you out here somehow.
It's scary up there. All right, follow us, like us, give us some ideas. Goodbye.